Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I want you to, tonight, I want you to get ready tonight. This is Bible study night. I want to thank you, Sister Francis, that come in. Sister Willa, God bless you. I see many people here from Alabama, Mississippi. And I want to tell you, Sister Nett, I'm praying for you. There's no sorrow left that heaven cannot heal. And I want to tell you, Deborah Pickett, I'm praying for you, who lost your first cousin down in North Carolina. I'm praying for you. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. Get your pencil and paper out. Psalms 22, I want you to read. Psalms 20, I want you to read. Psalm 59. And I always want you to read Exodus 14:14. And what that means, Sister Lisa, God is in charge. So you have to let God step in and be in charge. Sister Wanda, God bless you. Lorraine, God bless you tonight. I want to tell you, I want you to get ready. Sister Roshanda, I got a message for you tonight. Psalms 37. I want tonight to deal with you where some doors will open up for you, financial doors. Now, some of you say my money is funny, and it's everybody's money is funny because you got the money spirits running the country, and things are going backwards, still going forward. You know, we're getting ready to go into Thanksgiving, and that's deep. But I want to say to you, like I said this morning when I was live streaming, and I want to tell you, I want you to get ready because there's a breakthrough coming. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you. Hold your head up. Sometime you got to see beyond the past. Sometime you got to see above the mountain and over the levee. Somebody know what I'm talking about. When you look over the levee, you're going to see new things. When you have the cup of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that cup going to bring you to another level. Now, I want you to listen to me because some of you need a breakthrough quick, fast and in a hurry. And I always say, if you got a need, plant a seed. I tell everybody, how much you owe, just plant a seed. When you plant that seed, you get ready for a harvest. Sometimes you take the seed money and you plant it, and that seed money will bring you a harvest. Now, and you know, the amount of money you want, you got to ask God for it. So I'm seeding for my new business. I'm seeding for my son, my daughter. I'm seeding to get out of debt. Sometimes you have to seed. And once you seed, a breakthrough. Now, I ain't got but $2. Seed the $2. There's $2 I'm seeding for the bigger money that I'm asking for. You know, people tell you that, but I want you to get ready. Now, I've seen seven eagles, and they swept down in the water, and they picked up some fish. Seven eagles. After seven eagles, I've seen seven angels. And then after seven angels came, the seven angels was healing the land. Y'all don't hear me. Then there were seven Godheads. And seven is 21. The winter solstice is 21. So it's going to be some things open up. Let me say it again. Seven eagles. Seven angels. And seven Godheads. Now, you say, well, Bishop, what I want to do? You can plant a seed of $7 to the angel or to the eagle or to the Godhead and say what you want. You do what you want to do. I'm putting it out there for you. God is getting ready to change some things in your life. You got to get ready to receive the new life, the new walk. Well, your children grown up, now you want to make some moves, you can make the move. I heard of Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That came in my vibration tonight, the 23rd number of Psalms. That'll work for you. And I want to tell you, some of you start and stop, and you wonder why things ain't working for you, because you start and stop. You get caught up in the world with God. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. And I want to tell you, I'm going to say that again. Seven eagles fishing went down, and they brought up fish. Okay. The seven archangels was watching over the earth. And the seven Godheads was setting things in order. We're going to have floods, storms. We're going to have snow. When it don't fall, you know, we're going to have earthquakes in Bible places. That's what the Bible said. I want you to get ready. Exodus 14:14, he says, step back, Moses. Let me have a look. I want to say to you tonight, sometimes you got to get out of yourself. Get out of your husband, your children. So I'm doing this because God directed me. Sometimes your friends are jealous of you, and you can't make it, because they think you got more than you got. But I want you to get ready for God to open up that invisible door. He said, seven eagles, seven angels, seven Godheads, all that equal to 21. And I want to say this to you, somebody, you know what I'm saying. When you go to a certain place, Mary, 21-21, that'll work for you, if you know what I'm talking about. But I want you to get ready, because we are the children of God. But all the killing going on in the Middle East, all the killing in Russia and all that going on, God is still in control of this world. And God is looking at me and you and saying what we want. One of the things that the Hebrew boys told the king, we're not going to bow. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we ain't going to bow. We're going to trust God. And they didn't bow. And when they put them in the fire furnace, God walked in there and made it air conditioned. Get ready with faith. Get ready to hold on to your faith. Hold on tonight for what God told you. Your children weren't there. Your husband wasn't there. God talked to you, man. Woman, God talked to you. When God tells you something, God going to have somebody to come and to confirm what he told you. I was talking to a lady, and I was prophesying to her. She said, I know. Ain't nobody told you that, Bishop. God. I was just, God would let me know somebody to come. Somebody will come and confirm what you going through, and you don't know why you're going through. You're going through because of witchcraft and magic. The Spirit says Psalm 71, that just come in my spirit. And I want to say to you, he got the whole world in his hand. And I want to tell you tonight, look up and live. Walk in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what Mama Jo told me when I talked to her earlier. And she hollered this. Bishop said, if my people that are called by my name, I'm going to accept and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal land. Now, what that means, that you got to repent. And after you repent, God will heal the land. This personal thing. Let me say it again. There were seven eagles. There were seven angels. Those eagles were fishing. And there's seven eagles. There were seven archangels. And there were seven Godheads. Now, those that spiritual, just bringing your message. Those that need a healing, you got to know where to go. If you don't know, call me and I'll tell you which one of those things will work for you. If you need a financial blessing, I'll tell you which one of these will work for you. Seven eagles. Let me say it again. Seven eagles, seven archangels, and there were seven Godheads. Now, knowledge and wisdom come from God. The eagles went fishing because it was told by God what to do. The angel was watching you and me in the universe. Now, some of you don't understand what happened with this prophecy I'm giving out. I'm giving you your money. I'm giving you your anointing. I'm giving you your healing. But if you're anointed by God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what it means. Each means something to you. Let me say it again. Seven eagles fishing, seven archangels, and seven Godheads. Now, one of them fits you. One of them is just for you. But you got to repent and ask God to show you. God gave it to me. I'm giving it to you. Now, if you don't pick up your blessing, something wrong with you. You can read the scripture all you want to, but you got to know when God sends prophecy like that, something coming in front of it and something behind of it. Okay? Now, when you begin to look in your spirit, you'll know just what to do. You know just how to turn things around. We are the people of the world. We are the men and women of God. And we walk in the anointing of God. Glory, hallelujah. We walk in the power of God. Husband can't do it. Wife can't do it. Church, you have to do it. It's set up for you. It's set up for you to be rich. It's set up for you to be anointed. When you obey God and walk in faith, you can have what you want. The devil in hell can't stop you when you walk in faith. When you walk in faith, healing gonna come, money gonna come, joy gonna come, happiness gonna come. I see them seven eagles. Yeah, I've been saying it. Then I see them seven angels. They put there for a reason. Then I see the seven Godheads. Y'all don't listen to me. But I'm telling you tonight, it's something there for you that listen. It's something for you to release. You got to release something to get something. You got to see with a spirit. You got to see and obedient to God. You want a house. You want to pay the house off. I want to pay the car off. Begin to see, this is for my car paying off. This is for the money I don't have. Sometimes you got to see what you ain't got. And God will bring you something where you can really see. The lady said she seeded $7. She said, the Spirit told me to see the seven. She seeded the seven. When she got back the next week, she had a check in the mail where she could send a decent seed. See, but you got to get ready for God to do it, and you doing everything else. You don't wonder why you block. You block because you're not obeying God. The widow woman had the whole cake. The prophet came by to give it, and she said, what you going to do? I'm going to eat this and die. The prophet said, give it to me. By her being obedient to the prophet, she began to feed the whole community. All come from the bottom. The meal come up from the bottom. See? And the prodigal son, let me say this, I'm going to leave this alone. He said, Daddy, I'm ready to go out in the world. I want to see what the world got for me. And give me what falls to me. The daddy gave himself. He went out, had money, gold. But he ended up broke. Friends gone, nobody around him. I'm talking to some of you. Girlfriend gone, boyfriend gone, friends gone. He ended up with nothing. but faith. So I'm going back home. I'm going to repent to God for being disobedient. I'm going to repent to my daddy for being, that's a love story. When he repented to God, he on his way home. He was just caught himself in a hog pen. And some of you is in a hog pen situation. You're in a situation where you can't make it. You're in a situation where ain't nobody helping you. I want you to look to God for a breakthrough tonight. You ain't got to cry. God said all the silver, all the gold belongs to him. And I decree tonight your financial blessing. I decree tonight your healing. I decree tonight your deliverance. I decree tonight your breakthrough right now. We're going to go into the winter solstice. That's 21. Let me say it again. Seven eagles, seven angels, seven Godheads is 21. So that's going to turn some things around for you when you begin to let go and let God. Somebody needs it. I'm praying for somebody's eyes. I just got a revelation knowledge. God's going to heal that surgery in your eyes. I'm getting a revelation knowledge. Somebody having problems with their knees and their nerves. I'm getting revelation knowledge. God's going to fix that high blood pressure. I'm getting revelation knowledge. God is touching, is healing that heart condition. I'm getting revelation now that God is bringing that family back together. God is getting ready to do something in this season. We'll stop the wall. We're praying for all those 1,200 people that was killed, that was murdered, and the murder going on all over the land. Stop the killing, save the baby. Let me say it again. Stop the killing, save the baby. In your prayer, you say, stop the killing, save the baby. When you speak to God, God will speak back to you. To God, he'll talk to you. Then he'll have somebody to come to confirm what he told you to do. God Almighty. And then if you do what he told you to do, it's going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. He's going to break that yoke. That yoke going to be broke. This is your season to be blessed. This is your season to start your business. This is your season to put the devil under your feet. All negative, them that alcoholic, them that on dope, on drugs, on pills. I'm praying for your healing, that you don't need the dope. You don't need the alcohol. All you need is the word of God, and it'll bring you where you need to go. I wish I had somebody tonight. Then, Bishop, I understand what you're saying, but I've been going through something. Yes, you go through something, but doors going to open up for you. And when them doors going to open up for you, and he's going to give you what you need. So get ready and claim what you need. Thank you. God is walking in light of truth. I just want you to understand what God is going to do for you. He's going to open up that door. Some of you are saying, Bishop, I know God's going to do it for you. He's going to do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Took a dog from Norwood. Jesse Dixon. Brother Otis. And be blessed.
Savings at the Home Depot. You get all the jingle bells and whistles. It's like a two-in-one.
Not made by hand. Sometimes you got to know when you know that God got you. The storm is over. While you still worrying about yesterday, God said the storm is over, getting rid of your blessings. The storm gone. I'm praying for you. I want to let you know. Somebody saying, Bishop, I need to stop drinking. Somebody said, Bishop, I want the storm is over. I want to tell you tonight, the storm is over with you. This is for Mother Rosie. Chelsea, this is for you. Lost your mother. This is for you, Mother Francis. This is for you, Mama Jo. This is for you, Mama Rosie. This is for you, Sister Misha Brown. Sister Carrie, Nan, this is for you tonight. Somebody the storm is passing over, and call somebody and tell them the storm you had in your life, Bishop told me to tell you, is passing over. Tell somebody that somebody told me to tell you the storm is passing over. I'm praying for you, Dr. Tristan. Mother Cook, I'm praying for you. Sister Regina, I'm praying for you. Brother Wayne, I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. Anyway. anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, anyhow. Tell somebody, hallelujah. Call them and say, look, I just got a word. Somebody told me to tell you, hallelujah, anyway. Whatever you've been going through, get ready to go through it, because when you say hallelujah anyway, God's going to do it for you. And every door that closed, God's going to open it up for you. Hallelujah anyway. It's still good.
I didn't understand this song at the time. I couldn't understand why they shouted like they did. When I should see
him rolling away, but this is how he gonna do it. He just can do it anyway. He'll roll them all away. Let him roll them away. This is for you, Sister Jean. Right stop, this is for you tonight. Sister Carolyn, this is for you. Sister Roshana, this is for you. Deborah Ann, down in Monroe, this is for you, Deborah. Get your phone. How much you try, you can be God-given. When you give out of your heart, out of your mind, God's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And it's a God, breathe on me. Because whatever you're healing tonight, God's going to do it. Seven angels, seven eagles, and seven God here.
Hey. gonna sing the second verse, Billy. Only a little. Yeah.